The budget shortfall that's affecting schools has also trapped Oregon state lawmakers in their capital. Democrats and Republicans can't agree how to balance their budget, even though they're in session for a record 214th day today. That's 1 to 2 months longer than normal. Democratic State Senate President Peter Courtney is among those stuck on the job. Senator, good morning.
Hi.
How's this happened?
Because there's those who feel we should never raise taxes, and there's those who feel that we've got to provide a certain level of public health, safety, and education services, and they both hate each other. And so guess what? We don't go anywhere until they start to learn to love each other a bit.
The basic problem here is a budget gap of something in the order of a couple billion dollars, right?
That's right.
What in Oregon led up to this situation?
We're a state that relies exclusively on the income tax. And when the economy completely went in the tank, we just lost everything, all the funding that we rely on. And we also have to balance our budget by Constitution. We can't deficit spend. And in 1990, we took schools off the property tax. So now we've had to take care of all the statewide schools, K through 12, plus all the other state systems with an income tax, which is great as long as the economy is strong. But the economy is completely down. We have the highest unemployment rate in the nation, and we have no rainy day fund out here.
Why is it so hard to get a majority for one plan or another here?
The House is controlled by Republicans 35 to 25. The Senate is deadlocked 15-15. And I'm the president, who's a Democrat, and then you have a Democratic governor who's new. So you put all that together, and you got a real fun game to play.
So you have Republicans who feel that they're quite powerful because they've got this one house of the legislature.
They feel they're supreme beings.
I'm sure they would phrase it a little differently, but in any event, they have some power.
Oh, I think they like being supreme beings. They believe that they're the only ones that have a clear majority in the legislature.
And you have Democrats with the governorship and with some power in the Senate, so you guys must feel pretty supreme on some days yourselves.
Yep, that's one of the problems. Yep.
You seem to be washing your hands somewhat of the situation here.
Oh, no, no. I apologized to the state of Oregon yesterday. I said we've let the state down. We're a disgrace. I've been heartbroken over it, because I love the state, and I'm at my wit's end.
You lost your temper somewhat on Tuesday in front of the Senate?
Yeah, well, I lost it dealing with the press. I wasn't going to hold a press conference. I lost my temper.
What happened?
Well, we last Friday had an agreement with the Republicans in the Senate that we would go forward with a package on two budgets as well as a revenue package. And then over the weekend, the Republicans said they wouldn't keep their end of the deal. And I said, I can't trust anybody anywhere, anytime, ever again. And I said, I don't know how we're going to get out of here. I don't think we're ever going to get out of here.
Which of those remarks, if any, are you now taking back?
Well, I'm not taking back any. It's just that I should have been cooler than that.
Now, you mentioned the schools having to start without budgets. How is that affecting ordinary people, teachers, students?
I don't know. I mean, that's why I said somebody better say something. They better know they're going to have the kids come in there after Labor Day, and then they're not going to have a two-year budget. I assume they've prepared for this in some way, but if they haven't, they better be told.
You are passing these continuing resolutions, these temporary budgets, so the government doesn't have to shut down.
That's right. We've passed two in a row.
What other services are most deeply affected here besides schools?
The human resources, the Oregon Health Plan, and all those kinds of things affecting the most vulnerable, our society. We've slaughtered higher ed. We completely wiped out the higher ed budget out here. It really hurt them very badly.
What does that mean?
Well, we've had tuitions in Oregon increases of well over 40 to 50% in 2 years. We're not doing anything to try to help people get that bachelor's degree. People are leaving school. They can't make it. So that's a mess.
Do you have any idea how to get out of this?
I don't know how we're going to get out of here. In fact, I think we may have to pass a lifetime continuing resolution.
Just
no trust. Someone gave me a bulletproof jacket. It was given me years ago, and I brought it into work this morning.
You're wearing it now?
Well, you know, I've gained some weight in this session because all I've done is sit here and look out the window and wonder what I'm going to do the rest of my life, and so I don't know if it's going to fit. So that's the thing I'm worried about as I talk to you this morning.
Peter Courtney is the president of the Oregon State Senate. Senator, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve.